This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. It's called the Cornerbrook Community Health Center, and 45 beds in a home-like setting will be open for long-term care patients or alternate level of care. Mayor Jim Parsons says municipalities in the region met with NL Health Services last Thursday for an update, and many people expected this would happen. He says the old hospital is there, and it's a viable option.
I think that this is a short-term measure to get us through a hump of intake, but the facility's there. I know that there are some services still there. There's talk of like some family care teams and things like yep. that coming to the area. So, I would definitely see that facility as a viable option to free up a few of those beds.
Parsons says the emergency room at the new hospital is experiencing backlogs, and with the intake, there are no beds available. He says there are still issues with recruitment at Western Memorial Regional Hospital and a cancer care unit with no one to work there.
You know, obviously we're all very frustrated with the radiation services or lack thereof. We all know people who are out in St. John's for weeks at a time getting treatment, which again, the plan was that they could get their treatment here. And so, getting the right professionals is difficult. I don't know that it's a money issue as much as it's a reality issue. I don't know if we can buy ourselves out of this problem.
Parsons says he's heard there's been good progress in the recruitment for an emergency room physician, but says this could still take time to put in place. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.